Valerie Geller, show fixer. What a title. And you've consulted now all over the world, countless countries, countless number of radio stations. Give us some of the themes that are most important.
Basically, the mantra remains, tell the truth, make it matter, and never be boring. All the work I do is based on those three principles. But like a lot of principles, it's very easy to say. It's really hard to do. So, for example, if I say to you, how hard is it to stop smoking? Well, it's easy. Just put down the cigarette. No, it's a little harder than that. Okay, lose weight. Exercise more. Eat less. How hard can that be? Yet to really do it, to put it into practice is hard. So it's very easy for me to sit here and say, okay, tell the truth, make it matter, and never be boring. But, you know, I've written my fourth book is 500 pages about how to do that. Because it's really, it takes craft, it takes training, it takes experience. But it's also an art form. And that means trying things and taking risks. And when you inform and entertain, inspire, persuade, and connect audiences, it means using yourself as a personality, your own life, connecting with people, and not being afraid, you know?
Has it ever been a case where you've been called in by a radio station, you've looked around, you've listened to the show, and you thought, I don't think I can fix this?
Okay. Every show can get better. Here's the thing I can't teach. Talent is inborn. It's like your beautiful blue eyes. It's born in you. You can't make someone have the beautiful blue eyes. Talent is born. Radio is a craft we can teach, and it's a skill we can teach. But I can never wave the magic wand and instill somebody with talent. So, again, everybody can get better. There was a line in the movie, All That Jazz, if you ever saw it with Roy Scheider, where the dancer says to the main character, who is a choreographer, can you make me a great dancer? And he said, baby, you'll never be a great dancer, but I can make you a better dancer. So there have been situations where I've gone into a radio station where perhaps the talent was B or C level, and we can move them up. Here's the curse of our business. The curse of our business is that everyone can talk so that everyone thinks they can do this and everyone thinks it's easy. The other curse is that the great ones make it look so easy. So just like a great actor, or you know this from being an athlete, the great athletes make it look easy. How hard can it be to kick a little football across a field? Now, really, it just looks so easy. Anybody can do it. Well, you go try it and see what happens. Radio's the same way. So yes, we can teach you, but you have to meet us halfway by having some talent.
In your career, is there one particular success story that stands out? Maybe you've gone from worst to first or something like that with the show?
It was very exciting in the UK all those years ago when LBC changed over. And they had like 60,000 listeners in London. And they were bought by Chrysalis at the time. And we had the opportunity to train a lot of people. And Mark Flanagan was the managing director of it. And they went to, you know, nearly a million listeners from 60,000. And that was great. In Australia, I worked with public radio down there. And they hired me at the end of the 90s, and they had 3% penetration with the audience. And at the time, John Howard, who was the prime minister, was kind of saying to the heads of the ABC, why are we continuing to fund this if only 3 out of 100 citizens are actually listening to it? And now they're at 33 to 36%, and the ABC local stations are number one in all their markets pretty much. So those have been success stories, but it's not my success. It's giving this recipe to really talented people, and then those people day by day, doing the bricklaying that it takes, doing the show prep, finding a way to make every single thing matter. Nothing should ever go on the air if you can't answer the question, why should I listen to this? Or here's why you need to listen to this. And if it can't hold up to that, don't put it on the air. So these were people who day after day after day, the show prep, use your own life. Make it about the listener, but take the things that have happened in your life because the personal is universal. And the book has a lot of ideas about how to do that. So it's not so much, I think I went in as a catalyst and gave people tools, but then it was how they used those tools. That's the miracle. And the miracle is really hard work. Because again, the curse is that it looks easy. The reality is nobody is number one by accident. Nobody ever is number one by accident. It's hard work.
Final thing, not everybody can get Valerie Geller in person. You've got a book. Tell us about that and how to get it.
The book is called Beyond Powerful Radio. And if you go to beyondpowerfulradio.com and scroll down, you can see a table of contents. And there's an order link through Amazon. It's available in an e-book, Kindle. And if you have any questions, you can tweet me. It's at V like Victor Geller, G-E-L-L-E-R. And that's the Twitter. And just tweet me. I'll follow you back. And then if you have questions or you would like to know more about how to get the book or more about the work, just feel free to do that.